The federal government has announced $14.6 million over 2 years to combat the allergy crisis. So far, around 8 million Australians live with an allergic disease, and research and programs have been essential to reduce risks. The funding will also help to support creating new programs, adding more research and training allergy experts. I started asking CEO of the National Allergy Council, Sandra Vale, to expand more about this funding.
We're delighted to receive this funding. The funding is for a collaboration. So there is funding that will go to the National Allergy Council, and the National Allergy Council is a partnership between the Australasian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy, or ASCIA, and Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia is the peak medical and patient support organisation. And we deliver evidence-based programs, education, training and support for people who live with allergic conditions. Part of the funding will also go to the National Allergy Centre of Excellence, which is a research organisation which aims to fast-track allergy research in Australia.
And on top of doing research, in which way is this funding supporting your work?
So talking about what the National Allergy Council does, as well as the NAIS, it allows us to continue the important work that we're doing. From a National Allergy Council perspective, we are making really good progress in implementing the programs, and we know that these programs are starting to make a difference. So we have a range of programs that help with allergy prevention, that support people living with allergic disease, that are aiming to increase access to quality allergy care. And also, from a research perspective, we need to make sure that we're collecting quality allergy data.
Now, around 8 million Australians live with an allergic condition or disease, which it's a big number. How are these conditions affecting the community and the economy?
So we know that the financial burden of allergic disease has increased significantly since 2007, and in fact, it's doubled. So we need to make sure that we are supporting people living with allergic disease to reduce the financial burden. And that's a financial burden, but there's also the non-financial burden as well. But we also want to support people living with allergic disease because it impacts on them every day, just like any other chronic condition. So it's about supporting them and also supporting the people who are caring for them, whether they're a health professional, a school teacher, a educator in childcare, or a food service provider. So this is very broad reaching across the community, and we need to make sure that we're supporting everybody so that we can reduce the impact on them physically, emotionally, but also make sure that we're reducing that financial burden as well.
And what's some of the work that you have already implemented that this funding will continue to exist? And if so, what new programs will you be able to achieve with this funding?
So one of the things that we are particularly trying to achieve is improving access to quality allergy care for people, particularly those that are living outside major cities. So we've had a program running which is called Allergy Assist. It's an education and advice platform for doctors. And so they can actually access this platform to do educational activities, but they can also request advice from a clinical immunology allergy specialist. So we're connecting doctors and specialists so that they can get guidance on how to manage their patients and potentially reduce referrals, unnecessary referrals to specialists, and support the patient to receive quality allergy care locally. We also run camps for young people living with severe allergies, and particularly food allergies. So our Allergy 250K camp, we run a camp for school age kids each year, and we also run a camp for young adults living with severe allergy each year. And these camps provide an opportunity to connect young people with each other so that they don't feel like they're living with this alone. But it's also an opportunity to educate them, connect them with health professionals, and increase their confidence.
You mentioned earlier that there's been an increase in allergies recently, and one of the programs that you have implemented, or one of the tasks that you're working on, is training the next generation of allergy experts. How is this important to educate about allergies and how to treat them properly?
Yeah, so this is really important, and this is primarily the work of the National Allergy Centre of Excellence. They're all about training you know, the next generation of allergy researchers, but they're also about trying to collect better quality data about allergic disease in Australia. We do actually have quite poor data in Australia, so we need to have better structured research so that we can get better quality data.
That was CEO of the National Allergy Council, Sandra Vale.